ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. בעזר השם שיעור יהיה לאלו נשמת האיש הקשר דוד בן נעמי דשיא לוי. רוח השם תנחנו מגן עדן, אמן. ולרני בעזר השם יתברך, פרשת תולדות, הנושא ראת דבגינב דפרשה, ואלה תולדות יצחק בן אברהם, אברהם הוליד את יצחק. Before we start, בעזר השם to understand the פסוק בעזר השם יתברך, I saw here the ברבנאל, He brings them from the Midrash. He says, Abraham and Yitzhak, they were both, whatever happened to Abraham, happened to Yitzhak. They're both like Barak al-Adi Abu, like Hakim de Talas. So whatever happened to Abraham, happened also to Yitzhak. He brings down here, he says, Abraham ve'ishto hayu akarim shanim harbe, v'chin Yitzhak ve'ishto. Abraham and Sarah, like we spoke last week, we said that both of them, they were tumtumin. The Gemara says, they weren't able to have kids. That's Abraham and Sarah. And same thing by Yitzhak and Rivka. We're going to see soon by Hashem. Ve'etar Yitzhak l'Hashem l'nocha hashto ki akara hi. But the word hi, it's written who? With the vav. Some they want to explain that only she was akara, not him. Some they want to say he was also akar. Whatever the case is. We'll get to it by Hashem et Barach, but at least there are some farshim that they understand that Yitzhak himself was also akar, and just like his wife. So same way Abraham and Sarah they were akarim, also Yitzhak and Rivka they were akarim. Le Abraham noldu sheni banim Ishmael habichor shehaya rasha' veYitzhak hatzair shehaya tzaddik. Same thing to Yitzhak noldu sheni banim Esav harasha' veYaakov hatzaddik. Abraham had two boys. One of them was Sadiq, one of them was Rasha, Yitzhak and Ishmael. And Yitzhak also had two kids. One of them Sadiq, one of them was Rasha. Bimei Abraham haya ra'a ba'aretz. There was hunger at the time of Abraham, and he had to go to Eretz Pelishtim. And ve'amar sham al ishto shi ahoto. B'sofo shel dabar ba'u Abimelech, Melech Gerar, v'sarsi ba'u lebakesh kritat berit im Abraham. V'cho zehira gam ken le'Yitzhak. Same thing happened to Yitzhak Abinu. והיא רעה בארץ, מלבד הרעה בראשון השריה בימי אברהם, וילך יצחק אליו מלך מלך פלשתים גררה. Same thing, whatever happened to Abraham, happened to יצחק. אברהם נתברך במקנה רב של צון ובקר, שם blessed him with a lot of sheep and cattle to Abraham, ובין השאר חפר בעירות מים also. He had to dig a lot of water wells to draw water from them. That's what happened to יצחק also. וכל בעירות... אשר חפירו בעבדי אבי ומי אברהם אבי סתימו פלשתים ומלום עפר to dig them out again. So whatever happened to him. So all these things, everyone was looking and he's saying, take a look, whatever happened to Abraham, that's exactly what happened to Yitzhak. So it must have been that Abraham hulid at Yitzhak. That's what the pasuk is repeating here. Ve'ele toledot Yitzhak ben Abraham. Abraham hulid at Yitzhak. Everyone saw whatever happened to Abraham happened to Yitzhak. So, mistama Abraham hulid at Yitzhak. We'll understand soon. Be'ezer Hashem Yitbarach. We'll start with Ba'al HaTorim. Ba'al HaTorim tells us here, Abraham hulid at Yitzhak. What does hulid at Yitzhak means? He gave birth to Yitzhak. He says hulid. What's the gematria of the word hulid? Lamed and Yud is 40, Vav and Dalet is 10, that's 50, and 5, 55. Holid's gematria 55, that's same exact gematria of Dome. What's Dome? Alike. He looks like his father. Not only in the ways that here the Barban Eli quoting the Midrash here, that whatever happened to Abraham happened to Yitzhak, also Abraham used to look like Yitzhak, or rather Yitzhak used to look like Abraham. They look alike. Here Rashi tells us here, Abraham holidet Yitzhak, lefi shehayu litzanei hador omrim mi Abimelech enta abra Sarah, sharei kama shanim shehatam Abraham, velo enta Abraham minu. Ma'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tzar klaster panav shel Yitzhak, dome le'Abraham. Ve'idu hakol, Abraham holidet Yitzhak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he made Yitzhak look exactly like Abraham. Why? To prove it to everyone that Abraham ulit Yitzhak. Abraham gave birth to Yitzhak. That means Yitzhak came from Abraham and Sarah, and not Chas v'Shalom, you know, they collected him, you know, from the street. They adopted the child or something. He said no. Said they Sarah she gave birth to Yitzhak from Abraham. it's basically what that's what the Gemara is telling us here. It's also brought down in Midrash Tanhuma, this week's parasha. What we'll read it Bezer Hashem from the Gemara. The Gemara says here in Baba Metzia, Daf Pizayin Amud Alef, Amar Bi Levi, Oto Hayom Shegamal Abraham Et Yitzhak Beno, Asa Se'uda Gidola. The day that Abraham Gamal Yitzhak, what does Gamal Yitzhak? There are also a few opinions. Rashi understood after 24 months, when Yitzhak was 2 years old, Abraham made a big party, and he invited everyone. Hayu kol umot ha'olam mirannenim ve'omrim ra'item zaken uzkina she'ibiu asufi min hashuk ve'omrim benenu huze. Take a look, he said, an old man, an old lady, what they did? They adopted a child, and they're claiming that it's their son. Come on, you're playing games on whom? Not only they're making a party also to cover up, you know, what they did. They want everyone to believe that it's Yitzhak was their son. Ma'asa Abraham. So what did Abraham do to prove it to everyone that he's actually his son? Halach v'zemen kol gedolei hador. He went to invite everyone. Menu zemena et nishotehem. Sarah invited also all the ladies, all their wives. וכול אחד ואחד הביע בינה עמה ומנכתה לא הביע. And each one of them, she brought her son to the party without the lady that she's going to breastfeed her son. Then she came over there. ונעשה נס בשרה אמנו ונפתחו דדיה כשני מעיינות. So the miracle happened to Sarah Amenu and she was breastfeeding all the babies over there. והניקה את כולם. ועדיין היו מרננים. Even though Sarah Amenu, she breastfed all the babies over there, they still are saying, no, it's not them. ועדיין היו מרננים ואומרים, אם שרה בת 90 שנה תלד, אברהם בן 100 שנה יוליד. How could that be? They're still talking. Nevertheless, הקדוש ברוך הוא, he saw that even all the miracle that happened is still talking what he did. מיד נהפך קלסטר פנים של יצחק ונדמה לאברהם. And that moment, when at the middle of the party, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he did, he made Yitzhak look like Abraham. Patchu kulam ve'amru, Abraham olid et Yitzhak. Then everyone admitted that Abraham gave birth to Yitzhak. Why? Because it was a miracle in front of their eyes. Until now, so it sounds from here, from the Gemara, that until the party that Abraham Abinu did, Abraham did not look like Yitzhak. In the middle of the party, then it was a miracle happened, and Yitzhak switched to look just like Abraham Abinu. That's what brought down here in the Gemara. That's until everyone realized and everyone admitted that Abraham holded Yitzhak. I saw here the Ben Yehoyada on this Gemara. He says, why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu has to make a miracle like this to Sarah Amenu that the Gemara said, Ne'asu dadeha k'shtem ayanot v'yanika et kulam? She was like two fountains of milk. That then she was breastfeeding all the babies. Why you have to do such a miracle? You could tell me she breastfed all the babies. Why do you have to tell me that her breast turned into like a fountain? Why is it like this? יש להקשות, למה יצטרך לומר ונפתח דדיה כשתי מעיינות? Why did it? די לומר ונעשה נס בשרה וניקה את כולם. ונראה לי, so he answers here, בסייעתת שמיה, בעל ללמדנו, אל תתמה, איך פה הילדים הטמאים ינק מדד הקדוש של שרה אמנו עליה שלום, ואיך ייכנס בשר קודש בתוך חלל פה הטמא של אלו? He said, how could it be that שרה אמנו is going to touch these babies and they're going to suck the milk from her? He said, how could that be someone who's tamei to touch Sarah, which is Kodesh Kadashim. ועוד יחשה לך, דהקתי עדיין, יש פתחון פה לומר לליצים, דהן חלה בדדים, ואין התינוק יונה כלום. If the miracle would have been that only Sarah breastfed all the babies without her breast turned into like a fountain, then people, the ליצנים, they would say, listen, who told you that the baby drank milk from Sarah? Who told you? It looks like the baby was sucking. So that happens with every baby. Put your finger into his mouth. He's also going to move his mouth. It looks like he's sucking. That's not a proof. דחן דרכו של תינוק, ימניחו בפיו דד ריקן, גם כן יעשה תנועה של יניקה, שאפילו מאדם מניח אצבעו בתוך פיו, גם כן ימצוץ, ויעשה תנועה של יניקה. ויאמרו, כך היה גם כן עם שרה. Therefore, הקדוש ברוך הוא, what he did a miracle, and turned like into two fountains, וכאשר תניח הילד בחיקה ותשים פיו נגד הדת שהוא למעלה, והפה של התנוק למטה, דנמצא המעיין מקליח מלמעלה למטה לתוך פיו של התנוק. So he's saying here that a miracle that happened to Sarah, Sarah did not have to let all these babies touch her to drink the milk. Ella, the water, the milk was flowing, overflowing, and was dripping, and all the babies did not touch Sarah from the air. They were catching the milk. That's what he says over here. Now with this, he said he answers the two questions that he had. That didn't touch Sarah Aminu. And with this also, כלו יושבים שם, רואים כלוח החלב שיוסם נדד, ויורד לתוך פיו של התנוק. נמצא, אין בשר קודש נכנס בפי טמא, והכל רואים החלב יוסם נדד לעיניהם. ואפילו הנשים היושבות מרחוק, רואים הכלוח יוצא, ואז בטל הלעז. That's what it brings down. Over here, that this is the idea, הקדוש ברוך הוא, I did this miracle, so Sarah Aminu should not touch the babies, not only not touch the babies, also that everyone should see that she really had milk. Because if the baby is going to drink straight from her, people, they might argue and say, who said he drank? He looks like he was drinking, but there was nothing to drink. Therefore, the miracle happened and the milk was overflowing. But as we said, that it sounds from the Gemara that this miracle happened when? It happened like when Ishaq was 2 years old. When Ishaq was 2 years old, then all this miracle happened until everyone admitted and said, Abraham walid et Ishaq. But I saw even further, brings down here in the Torah Moshe, Hatam Sofer, he says here, Daf Tzadik Beit Amud Alef, Pirash Rashi, Shetzar Klaster Panav, Shel Ishaq Domelo. That's what Rashi brought. Umfarshin Ha'olam, She'achar kach ne'isa lo nisazeh, She'inshtana Klaster Panav le'Abraham. שמתחלת היצירה לא היה ראוי, לא היה ראיה כל כך. דיקה למימר, דמשום דהרהרה בצורתו של אברהם בשעת ביאה, היה קלסתר פניו דומה לו. He said, if Yitzhak was born to look like Abraham, then it's not a proof that Sarah got pregnant from Abraham. Why? Because people might still argue and say, חס ושלום, Sarah got pregnant from Abimelech. So how come the baby looks like Abraham she got pregnant from Abimelech? It's supposed to look like his parents. Ella, he's saying, no, he looks like Abraham. Why? Because she was thinking about Abraham. While she was doing the Abirah Hasv Shalom with Abimelech, she was thinking of Abraham Abinu. Therefore, she got the baby, he looks like Abraham. And he brings down the Midrash, also the Ben Ishhai here and Ben Yehoyada also, brings also a story that there was a guy, Maaseh Melech Kushi, someone was a king who's dark skin, black, dark skin, and he was married to also a girl like him, and his wife gave birth to a white boy. So the husband, the king, he wanted to kill his wife. He said, where'd she got him from? For sure, she was Mezana. He wanted to kill her until they came to the Hakamim. He came, I think, to Rabbi Akiba, if I'm not mistaken, and Rabbi Akiba told him, maybe do you have any pictures in your house of white people? Then he told him, yes, we do have. And my wife, funny that you're asking, my wife always looks at it. So he said, no wonder. She's looking at it. She was with you, but she was thinking about that man. Therefore, she gave birth to a white baby. So here also could be Chas v'Shalom, same thing. Chas v'Shalom, maybe Sarah Aminu got pregnant from Abimelech, but because she was thinking about her husband Abraham, therefore Yitzhak looks like Abraham. So it's not a proof that that boy came from Abraham. Ela, therefore, he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to wait after 2 years. In the beginning, when Ishaq was born, he didn't look like Abraham. Did not look like Abraham. Until 2 years after, a miracle happened, then he looked like Abraham. This is a proof. A miracle HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Hashem is not going to do a miracle lihanam. Ela, to prove to everyone that Abraham walidat Ishaq. Ishaq came from Abraham, not from Abimelech Chas v'Shalom. V'yesh lehosif, he continues here, the Hatam Sofer, Nilchaora, en tzarich re'aya. You don't need a proof to tell me that Yitzhak came from Abraham. Even if Yitzhak would have been born to look like Abraham, still you could push away their ta'ana, that they're saying that maybe Chas v'Shalom, she got pregnant from Abimelech, and she was thinking about Abraham. So that's not what kind of proof they're bringing. Why? Because how could you explain HaKadosh Baruch Hu did such a big miracle to Sarah Aminu? After she was 90 years old, and she turned like a young lady, and ta'addina basar, and all the she turned into young, and Hazar Diyot Sarah Orach Kanashim, she turned like a young girl. All this miracle HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for what? Only for what? So that's the biggest proof that she got pregnant from Abraham. He says over here, לכאורה אין צריך ראייה, דהרי נעשה נס גדול לשרה שבהיותה בתשעים שנה נעשה לה נס לחזור לנערותה ויופיה שהייתה נלקחת לבית המלך. So take a look here, when she was 90 years old, אבימלך, and when they came to Mitzrayim, אבימלך, and to פרעון, to Mitzrayim, everyone over there, they liked her, everyone liked her, והללו אותה אל פרעון, ותוקחה שם את פרעון, not the same thing to אבימלך. They saw how beautiful she is. That's why they took her to Abimelech. That's why they took her to Paro. So if that's the case, even when she was 90 years old, she wasn't like an old lady. She looked pretty. So if that's the case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to do that miracle for no reason. V'chi ha'abid kutsha baruch hu halila ninsa l'shukra she'al yedei zeh nechshela v'mit'abra mi'Abimelech. Doesn't make sense. Ela v'day al korchach mi'Abraham v'mit'abra. ובעבורה נעשה נס, ואין לך מופת גדול מזה. However, מיהו? ברוב הימים אפשר שנשכח הנס הזה, שחזרה לנערותה, ואז שינה הקדוש ברוך הוא קלסתר פניו לאברהם. So it sounds like from the here the Hatam Sofer, I don't think it's going like Rashi. Rashi said that he said when Yitzhak was 2 years old, ואז אברהם שתי גדול, ביום הגמל Yitzhak like what the Gemara brought, when at the time of the party, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed Yitzhak to look like Abraham. That's what sounds like from the Gemara. That's what Rashi is bringing. Here it says, "Birob hayamim." So in the beginning, you don't need the proof that Yitzhak is going to look like Abraham. This is the proof that Abraham gave birth to Yitzhak. You don't need that proof. The biggest proof that Sarah turned like a young girl. And I said, with the time, few years after, I don't know how many years, probably 10 years after, 20 years after, that's when that's when Yitzhak, until then he did not look like Abraham, until after many years Birbot HaYamim, then people, when they forgot the miracle that happened to Sarah Menot, she turned much younger at that time, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the Yitzhak to look like Abraham. That's what it sounds like from here, because really it's a big question here that Mfarshini bring down. Why the Torah have to tell us over here, Abraham ulidet Yitzhak? What Rashi is saying, what the Gemara is saying? That because people, they were talking about Sarah, Chas v'Shalom, she got pregnant from Abimelech, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the face of Yitzhak to look like Abraham. So if that's the case, why the Torah is telling us this miracle that happened here in this week's parasha? This week's parasha, how old was Yitzhak over here? Was 40 years old. 40. If you want to tell me like this, tell me when he was 2 years old, or when he was born. Why he skipped? Until the 40 years, no one opened up his mouth. The Torah is hinting that miracle that happened to Yitzhak when Yitzhak was 40 years old. Why you have to do like this? So maybe that's what the Hatam Sofer is trying to answer. He said maybe when Yitzhak was 40 years old, when people forgot the miracle that happened to Sarah, that's when he turned to look like Abraham. Therefore, the Torah hinted that miracle only by us here, when he was 40 years old. Because until then, you do not need that miracle, because everyone saw the miracle that happened to Sarah. That's maybe we could explain to Hatam Sofer, but we'll understand it also better, Hashem, different way, why the Torah is telling us over here, Abraham holi tzhak. What does mean Abraham holi tzhak? And also, the word holid, what does the word holid mean? He gave birth. But the Torah could have wrote a much easier word. What's holid? It sounds like he caused someone else to be molid. The Torah could have wrote a much simpler way. Abraham yaladet Yitzhak. Abraham, he gave birth to yaladet Yitzhak. What's holid at Yitzhak? So I saw the Or HaHaim HaKadosh is also bothered with this. Said, עוד ירסה על דרך אומרם זל. במסכת יבמות, ויעתר לו השם, לפי שאינו דומה תפילת צדיק בן צדיק, תפילת צדיק בן רשע. we'll get to it soon, Be'ezrat Hashem Yitbarach. Hala mata, ketinu zir rahat orah hayim, ki letzad heyot lo ab tzadik, netratza Hashem lo venatan lo banim. So he said, you know what's the reason of Yitzhak Abinu? He merited to have these kids? And who's the chut? He said, because he had such a righteous father, who's Abraham Abinu? Who was Yitzhak's father, Abraham Abinu? Because Yitzhak had such a holy man, such a good father, like Abraham Abinu, therefore he merited Yitzhak to have kids. That means if it wasn't that Yitzhak's father, which is Abraham, if it wasn't that Abraham was tzaddik, Yitzhak probably wouldn't have kids. Why? Because the Gemara said, "Eno domet tefilat tzaddik ben tzaddik, tefilat tzaddik ben rasha." So we'll get to it soon also, because Pasuk says later, he said, "Ve'atir lo Hashem." Yitzhak and Rivka, both of them, they were praying together, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered his prayer, not her prayer. Why? She was also praying. She was also tzaddiket. Rashi tells us here, "Bekahto et Rivka bat Betuel harami impadan aram achot laban arami." Why all these details? We already know who's Rivka from last week's parasha. Ela, Rashi telling us here from the midrash to tell us that even though she came, her father was Rasha, her brother is Rasha, the place that she came from, they were all Rishaim. Nevertheless, she became like Shoshana bin Ahohim, she turned like a beautiful flower. So she was also righteous. How come Kadosh Baruch Hu did not answer her prayer? Rashi is telling over there from the Gemara, basically, from the Gemara Masechet Yevamot, that her prayer was not accepted. Why? Because she was the daughter of person who's Rasha. She was tzaddiket bat Rasha. And Yitzhak, he was tzaddik bin tzaddik. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu answered his prayer. So you see from here, why Kadosh Baruch Hu did not answer the prayer of Rivka? Because she was the daughter of Rasha. So if Abraham Abinu Hasve Shalom, if Abraham was Rasha Hasve Shalom, then Yitzhak would have been Tzaddik bin Rasha, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu also would not answer his prayer. So because Abraham was a Tzaddik, that what caused Yitzhak to have kids. So that means, Vehu Omro Abraham Holid et Yitzhak. Pirush, Beemtza'ut Zechut Abraham Holid Yitzhak. Because Abraham was righteous, that what caused Yitzhak to give birth. As if, in different words, Abraham caused Yitzhak to have kids. That's what the word holid means. It doesn't say Abraham yaladet Yitzhak. It could be Abraham yaladet Yitzhak. Very simple. But Abraham caused Yitzhak to have kids. That's here what Or HaHaim HaKadosh explains. And we'll talk about it soon, Be'ezrat Hashem also. And we continue also next Pasuk. The Pasuk says, ויתר יצחק לאדוני לנוכח אשתו כי עקרה היא. What does mean ויתר יצחק להשם לנוכח אשתו? What does לנוכח אשתו means? What does mean לנוכח אשתו? So we have here, we have the רשב"ם, he said לנוכח אשתו בשביל אשתו. What does mean לנוכח? For, he was praying for his wife. What mean he was praying for his wife? He didn't pray for himself? אלא, למפרשים, there's four now here, he said, לנוכח אשתו, יצחק to himself, he didn't need to pray. Why? Because הקדוש ברוך הוא promised Abraham, he told him, כי ביצחק יקרא לך זרע. From יצחק, he's going to have all עם ישראל. So already יצחק, he has the guarantee already. And based on a good prophecy that הקדוש ברוך הוא gives to a Nabi, it would never be changed. כן, אני כל דבר טוב שישם פי הקדוש ברוך הוא לטובה, אפילו עתנאי לא חזר בו. So Yitzhak was guaranteed to be able to have kids. So he wasn't worried about himself. ויתר Yitzhak, all the focus that Yitzhak was praying, לנוכח אשתו, for her. What I mean for her? He explains here this for now. He said, אף על פי שאובטח על הזרע שירש, התפלל לאל יתברך שייתן לו אותו זרע מזאת ההגונה הנצבת לנכחו. Yitzhak, he said, I know for sure I'm going to have kids. Kadosh Baruch Hu already promised my father Abraham, guaranteed I'm going to have kids. Even if Hasva Shalom is going to become Rasha, Besura Toba, it would never be changed. Kadosh Baruch Hu promised he's going to have kids, he's going to have kids. But Yitzhak, he didn't know he's going to have kids from Rivka, probably from someone else. Therefore, the main focus Yitzhak was focusing, please Rabbanu Shel Olam, I want to have kids from that tzaddiket. He was praying only for her, to have the kids from her. That's what Hachim here tell us. Let's hear the pasuk. But we'll understand it also by the Rashi and Barach different way. What does mean lenocha hashto? Here the Targum Onkelos, it says very simple. Lenocha hashto, lakobel teteh. What's mean? In front of his wife. Like Rashi tells us, ze omed bezavid zu mitpalel, vezu omed bezavid zu mitpalelet. He was standing in this corner, she was standing in that corner. Both of them, they were praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem answered them. And as I said, but Hashem will try to understand it also in a different way, what does it mean, Lenocha Hashto? And as we said, the Pasuk said, Ve'yatir lo Hashem, v'tah rubka Hashto. What does it mean, Ve'yatir lo? Rashi says, Ve'yatir lo, lo ve'lo la. Hashem answered, Yitzhak's prayer, not Ribka's prayer. Why not? She'enu dome tefillat tzaddik ben tzaddik, tefillat tzaddik ben rasha. Lefichach lo ve'lo la. It's not the same. Cannot compare between Tfilat Tzaddik Ben Tzaddik. He's a righteous man. He has the Chut Avot also. His father also righteous. His prayer could do much more. So there's nothing to compare between Tfilat Tzaddik Ben Tzaddik to Tfilat Tzaddik Ben Rasha. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he answered Yitzhak's prayer and not Ribka's prayer, because Ribka was Tzaddiket but Rasha. And Yitzhak was Tzaddik Ben Tzaddik. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu answered his prayer, not hers. But still, we have to understand, Chaura, what Rashi is telling us over here, what Rashi meant to tell us, Ve'atir lo Hashem lo ve'lo la, Hashem answered his prayer, not her prayer. Why not? Because he was Tzaddik bin Rasha, she was Tzaddiket but Rasha. Is that what Rashi is saying? That's what it sounds like. But then we have a big problem that Rashi, if according to what we're saying, Rashi was supposed to say, Eno duma tefilat Tzaddik bin Tzaddik, tefilat Tzaddiket but Rasha. We're trying to compare between Yitzhak and Rivka. Yitzhak was Tzaddik ben Tzaddik. She was Tzaddiket bat Rasha. Why Rashi said, Eno domet filat Tzaddik, filat Tzaddik ben Rasha. Who's Tzaddik ben Rasha? She was Tzaddiket. We're talking about a female. She, Rivka. Rashi was supposed to say, Hashem answered his prayer and did not answer Rivka's prayer because she was Tzaddiket bat Rasha. That's also what we have to understand by Ezra Hashem. And after she did get pregnant, the pasuk said, "Ve'yitrotzetzu habanim bekorba." They were fighting inside their womb. And Batomer imken lama ze anochi, v'teilech l'dorosh et Adonai. What does mean? Batomer imken lama ze anochi. What does mean? Lama ze anochi? Rashi says, "Batomer imken gadol tzar ha'ibur." If that's the pain I had to go through during all the pregnancy, lama ze anochi mitava mitpalelet al ha'irayon. Why am I praying so much to get pregnant? If that all the pain I have to go through, it's not worth it. I don't want. But lama ze anochi. So that means, sounds like that Ribka Amenu, she was having hard pregnancy, like the pasuk v'yitrotzetzu habanim bekorba, they were fighting inside her womb, and she said, "What's going on?" No. If that's all the pain, it's not worth it to have a child for this pain. I don't want that child. Lama ze anochi. Why I was praying, you know, for that long to have such a baby that I have to go through this trouble? I don't want it. Chaura doesn't make sense at all to say this about Ribka Amenu. Ribka Amenu doesn't know that every wife, when she gets pregnant, she goes through tzar hirayon. Pasuk said that's about the klala of Hava, b'tzar telibanim, הרבה הרבה עצבונך והרונך וצער תלדי בנים עצבונך והרונך what הרונך that's a pregnancy. She knows already it was from פתקה של חווה. She knows that every woman has to go through it, and I'm sure she heard it from everyone, and she knows that's what it says in the pasuk. And because of this, she would rather not have kids at all, חס ושלום. So the Gemara says in מסכת עבודה זרה דפה, if the person who doesn't have kids, חס ושלום, חשוב כמת, would rather to be considered like dead and not to go through that pain of pregnancy, Hasu Shalom. That doesn't make sense. Chaura, something is missing over here. Also, if you want to explain it as is, in on simple understanding, how did she calm down when she went to Beit HaMidrash? And Bayomer Hashem, La Shene Goyim Bebutneich, and after that she calmed down. Why she calmed down when she heard this? So something is missing here, we have to understand. I saw something interesting. He brings down here in Meshech Chochmah. He says, Ki akara hi, as I told you, the word he, it's written how? It's written who. The word he is written who. Why is it like that? He said, Bevav ketib. בעצת הרמז יש לומר, דהי הייתה בת 3 שנים. That's what Rashi brings down. How old was Rivka when she got married to Yitzhak? She was 3 years old, Rashi brings down. ובין 40 שנה בקחתות רבקה. And Yitzhak was 4 years old when he got married to Rivka. ובין 60 שנה בלידת אותם. Like it says in the Pasuk. ויצחק בין 60 שנה בלידת אותם. That means if she got married to Yitzhak when Yitzhak was 40, and she was 3 years old, and now when she gave birth to Yaakov and Esav, Yitzhak was 60, that means she was 23 years old when she gave birth. הרי הייתה בת כף ג' שנה כשילדה. אומרת, צם זה 11 שנה שאינה יולדת, so the first 11 years of the girl, there's no way she could get pregnant, first 11 years, take away from the 23, when she was 23 years old, she gave birth to Yaakov and Esav. But the first 11 years, you cannot tell me she was Akara. Even a regular girl, she would never give birth until in the first 11 years. No way. So you cannot call her Akara at that time. So how many years she was Akara from the age of 12 until 23? How many years is that? That's how many years? That's here you have 12 years. You have 12 years she was Akara. Why? Because the first, until she was 11, until she finished the 11 years, you cannot call her Akara, because every girl, she would never give birth like this. Ella, she was Akara for 12 years only. V'im ken, lo hayta Akara rak 12 shanim. And who, what's the gematria of who? Hey, and Vav, and Alef, 12. That's what the Pasuk says, ki Akara, who? What does Akara, who means? She was Akara, gematria of the word who? She was Akara, 12 years only. Even though she was 23 years old when she gave birth, but she was Akara only 12 years. That's what Hakim, the Mishach Hakma tells us here. And that's also, I saw in Farshim, they connected, said, Lama Zeh Anochi, what does Lama Zeh Anochi? Zeh is also Gematria 12. She said, if that's the pain of the pregnancy, why I was praying to be pregnant for the long period of 12 years, like Gematria Zeh? Why I was praying for that much? But as I said, this we have to understand what's going on over here. What did she think? She would rather to stay without kids, Hasb Shalom, not to go through the pain of pregnancy. Something's missing. We have Gemara, Masechet Berachot. Everyone knows this Gemara. Daf Gavav Amud Bet. The Gemara says here that Tfilot Abot Tekinum. All the Tfilot Arvit Shacharit Menha Abot Olam they instituted. All these tefillot. Like the Gemara says here, Abraham tekin tefillat shahrit, shneimar, v'yashkem Abraham b'boker el hamakom asher amad sham et penei Hashem, ein amida ela tefillah. Like the Gemara brings pasuk, v'yamot pinhas v'yfallel. So Abraham stood up, Abraham he instituted tefillat shahrit. Yitzhak instituted tefillat menha, and Yaakov tefillat arbit. Famous, very famous Gemara, everyone knows it. All the tefillot, each one of the fathers, he was metaken tefillah. Like also the Mefarshim, they bring remez. They say that Abraham, what's the second letter of Abraham? It's bet. Bet, as he was metaken tefillah of the boker. Bet boker, that's the morning. He was metaken tefillah shahrit. Yitzhak, the second letter of Yitzhak, it's tzaddi. Tzaddi, that's sahuraim, that's tefillat melha. And Yaakov, second letter of Yaakov, that's Ayn. Ayn is Ereb, that's Tefillat Arbit. That's a remez that Abraham was taken Shahrit. Boker, Ereb, it's Ahuraim. Then that's all the Abot, they were taken. Everyone knows these things. Now, the question is, we all know that Tefillat Shahrit, it's an obligation, everyone has to pray Shahrit. Tefillat Menha, obligation, everyone has to pray Menha. When it comes to Arbit, for somehow, we have discussion in the Gemara over there in Masechet Berachot. Is Tefillat Arbit Reshut or Chuba? Some they want to say Tefillat Arbit is Reshut. It's optional. You want to pray Arbit, go ahead. You don't want to pray Arbit, you don't have to. Different Hakam say, no, Tefillat Arbit is Chuba. But even Tosafot, they say over there, even according to the Hakam who said Tefillat Arbit Reshut, he didn't mean Tefillat Arbit Reshut. It's optional. What do you mean optional? Yaakov was Metakin Tefillat Arbit. Of course, you have to pray Arbit. Ela, it's optional. In front of mitzvah oberet. If you have mitzvah oberet in front of it, then go take care of that mitzvah. After you finish doing that mitzvah, if you still have time, you pray Arabit. If not, it's okay. Why tefillat Arabit? In such a case, it's called Rishon. In our times, anyways, Hakim they instituted it. Also tefillat Arabit in our times and turned into Chuba. everyone has to pray arbit shahrit al minha. There's no question about it. But at least at the time of the Gemara, there's discussion in the Gemara if tefillat arbit is reshut or chuba. Why do we have such a discussion? Why should we think that arbit should be reshut? Why the Gemara doesn't have a question about shahrit? Is shahrit reshut or chuba? The Gemara doesn't discuss it. For sure, it's chuba. What's so special about arbit? Why do you think arbit is reshut? Why do you have the whole discussion? For what? So that's a big question. It's Yaakov Abinu. He was metaken tefillat arbit. Is he less than Abraham and Yaakov and Ishaq? It's not less than. It was Bihir Shubha Abot he was. So why his tefillah should be called Rishut? Illa, I saw them Farshim, they explain. We have Gemara, Masechet Sanhedrin. The Gemara tells us here, Daf Mem Dalet Amud Bet. The Gemara quotes here the Pasuk in Sefer Iyob. Haya aruch shu'acha lo bitzar. What does this pasuk mean? Amar bil'azar, le'olam yakdim adam tefillah litzara. Person should always pray before the tzara comes. She'el male yakdim Abraham tefillah litzara ben bet el u ben ha'ay lo nishtayar mirashai Yisrael sarid upalit. The Gemara said, if it wasn't because of the prayer that Abraham, he prayed for Am Israel later on through the generations, Hasa Shalom, there was no takana for Am Israel. Abraham, he prayed before the Sarah comes. Here Rashi also explains, Hayarokh shu'acha lo bitzar, kach hayo umrim habirav le'iyob. Iyob's friend, after Iyob, he went through all the Surah Iyob, all the tzar, all the pain that he went through. So his friend, when they came to him, they told him, "Klu makdamta shu'acha lo bitzar, ad lo ba hasara." Did you pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu not to bring you that pain before the pain came, before the tzara came? Did you pray? If you would have prayed, im hayita oseken, hayu hakol me'amitzim et kohacha. If you would have prayed before the tzara comes, then Kadosh Baruch Hu would never brought the tzara upon you. כי כל המאמץ את עצמו בתפילה מלמטה, אין צרים יכולים להסתינו מלמעלה. כן? That's what it says here in the Gemara, that the person should always be מקדים תפילה לצרה. Why מקדים תפילה לצרה? That's what, before the צרה comes. Now that everything is going smooth with you, now is the best time to pray to הקדוש ברוך הוא, the Hashem should continue the blessing. Hashem should continue the health that Baruch Hashem we have. Hashem should continue the wealth that we have. Hashem should continue the chokhmah that we have, the bri'ut, everything that we have. Now Baruch Hashem, everything is going smooth, everything is going fine. This is the best time to pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It should continue like this. There's such a beautiful insight here. It tells us Ben Yehoyada. He says also here, لَعُلَمْ اَقْدِيمَ أَدَمْ تِفِلَّا لِتْصَرَى نَرْأَى لِي بِسِعَتَاتِ شْمَيَا. He says over here, he said, what are the letters before the word tzara? Take the tzara, before tzadik, you have pe. Before the resh, you have kuf. Before the he, you have dalet. What is this? You have pe, kuf, dalet. What is that? He said, pakad. He says here, dafak. What's dafak? Knocking. So he said, that's what we say in selichot. Velachen tekenu benosah selichot, delte rahamecha dafaknu rahom vehanun. I don't know if someone said, "Delatei rahamecha dafaknu." We say, "Delatecha dafaknu rahom v'hanun." That's what we say in Selichot. For somehow, we says here the Ben Yehoyada, "Delatei rahamecha dafaknu rahom v'hanun." Ata shibir rukam lefanecha. Whatever it is, but he said, "We knocked on your door, Rabbanu Shel Olam. We knocked on your door. V'chin dafaknu delatei rahamecha. Ve'amarti remez nachon laze ki kodem sara yesh otiyot dafak." כן? ולזה אמר יקדים תפלה לצרה, כלומר יהיה בסוג דופק שרומז זה קודם אותיות צרה. A person should always be like עני, knocking on the door to pray to הקדוש ברוך הוא, everything is fine, but please, ריבונו של העולם, we're knocking on your door, please continue the health that we have, continue the wealth that we have, continue the חוכמה that we have, continue the נחת that we have, everything that we have, please, ריבונו של העולם, continue it. This is the best time the person should pray. That's all basically also what the Gemara also says, Masechet Shabbat. The Gemara also says over there, the Flemet Bein, Le'olam yibakesh adam rahayim al asmo shelo yehile. Person should always pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should not be sick. Why? Because once he becomes sick, then they're going to tell him, Habe zechut ve'epater. When a person becomes sick, then Bedin Shalma'ala tell him, listen, you want to become cured? no problem. Let's bring some zechiyot. Let's open up your zechiyot. Let's see if you have zechiyot. And if you have zechiyot, we'll cure you. Let's hear what the Gemara tells us over here, that the person should always pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before he gets sick, that he should not get sick. Because once he does get sick, then he needs zechiyot. And here, by the way, brings the, here the Beni Hoyada, and here in that Gemara in Shabbat Lamed Beit, he said, with this also, the Yadua, Mishihu Hole, Yeshlo Sigula Lahakimu Miholyo, if someone is sick, he has Sigula to become cured. How? Alide Sheikabel Alav Lahasot Mzva Bedabar Hadash, Shiloya no Higbo Makedem, Shino Mahoyabu Alpi Shurat Adin. Said, any person who's sick, and he wants to cure himself, he should accept upon himself to do something that he was not doing before and he's not obligated to do before. Accept something new. Something new. Accept upon yourself. That's big segula. The person is going to become cured. ולזה אמר, הבא זכות מחודש מנדבט לבך שאין אתה מצווה בו עדיין. ובזה ניחד רשת דרריש ממנו להביא ראיה. So this is what the continues. ממנו להביא ראיה. He has to bring something new, he has to accept something new upon himself. Why? Because once the person becomes sick, then Bedin Shalamah Al-Gemara said, they're going to ask him, bring your zechiyot. You have zechiyot, we'll cure you. Therefore, he said, this is the best time the person should accept upon himself to do something that he wasn't doing before and he was not obligated on doing it. That's what he says here. Why? Because the Gemara said, after a person got sick, Hasve Shalom, then he needs zechiyot. Before he gets sick, it's easy, much easier. The prayer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we should always continue to be healthy. That's what the Gemara says over there. That's before the Tzara comes. That's Hayaroch Shu'acha Lo Bitzar. Now we go back to Abot HaOlam, Abraham, Ishaq, and Yaakov. That's exactly what they were mitaknin. Abraham Abinu, he was mitaknin Tefillat Shahrit. What Shahrit? That's the morning. When the day just started, the sun started to rise, that's in the morning. The sun. Everything is shining in front of him. Everything is going smooth. Everything is going smooth. This is the best time, Abraham Avinu said, this is the best time you have to pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everything should continue to be shining. Everything should continue to be light. Everything should continue to be just like a fresh start in the morning. Even sick people, when they get up in the morning, there's something special that even sick people, they feel better in the morning. Something new, fresh. Hadashin lebekarim, rabbi munatecha. Fresh in the morning. That's what Abraham Avinu said. When everything is going smooth for you, this is the best time you should pray shahrit. Therefore, Abraham Avinu was metakin tefillat shahrit. When everything is going smooth. Yitzhak comes later on. He said, you have to pray menha. What is menha? In the afternoon, when the sun starts to go down, start to set, but still, there's plenty of light. But you see, the sun's going down and down and down. That is Ishaq Abinu was teaching us. If Hasbe Shalom, the person did not pray before, he did not pray when everything was smooth. Now, after he sees that already is going down and down, Hasbe Shalom is losing business, Hasbe Shalom, something's hurting him, Hasbe Shalom has problems. Even before he gets to the main problem, he sees that he's heading the wrong way. Said, this is also Ishaq Abinu was metakein. Now is the good time also to pray. If you didn't pray from before, now this is the best time now for you to pray. That's Ishaq Abinu. And Yaakov Abinu, he prayed, he was metakein tefillat arbit. What's arbit? It's all darkness. Everything's dark. That's when the person's going through the tzara. He's going through the tzara. He's going through the trouble. Then Yaakov Abinu said, don't give up. Even if you go, Hasb Shalom, person going through trouble, should also pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is there. Karob Hashem lechol koreav lechol asher yekra'u be'emet. Even if Hasbe Shalom is going through a lot of problems, Hasbe Shalom, still the person should always pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Yaakov was mitakin. Based on this, Hakim they explain. Now we understand beautiful how can tefillat shahrit and mincha is obligation, but arbit is optional. Yaakov Abinu was never mitakin that you must pray tefillat arbit. Why? Because we just said arbit was it compared to when a person is going through trouble. If the person is going through trouble, automatically on his own is gonna pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You don't need to put obligation on him. You must pray. That's the nature. The pasuk said, "Batzar lecha umtzaucha kol devarim ele b'charet yani v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha." The nature of every person when he goes through a Hasbe Shalom trouble, he always comes closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the nature of the person. There's no need. Yaakov Abinu said, "I'm not. I know Bnei Israel. I know they're all Ma'aminim, Bnei Ma'aminim. When they see Chas V'Shalom, they're going through the trouble. Automatically, they cry to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, like what happened by Hashverosh. When they saw that they're going through the trouble, Chas V'Shalom, Yashmin La'arug La'Beit, everyone cried to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem saved them. That's all Am Israel throughout the whole generations. They see trouble, they see tzara. We cry to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem's there to help us." So Yaakov, he said, "I know my kids, I know my children. I don't have to put it an obligation upon themselves that by Arbit, what's Arbit is it compared when the person is going through the tzara? You must pray. I don't have to tell them that you must pray. Automatically, they're going to pray on their own." That's what Hakim said, Teflat Arbit is Reshut. What does mean Reshut? He didn't put an obligation upon them. Why? Because he knows they on their own they're going to pray. That's what Hakim told us. That's why Teflat Arbit is Reshut, because it's not obligation upon them. And this is the idea that we said, that the best tefillah the person should pray, he should pray tefillah that Abraham Abinu was mitaken, which is tefillah shahari, when everything going smooth, this is the best time to pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem should continue all the good thing that he's giving us, should continue to give us, that's the best time to pray. Therefore, Hakim, we see many times, Hakim, they pray for someone, even when it's baby, everyone's wondered, baby, when you do Brit Milah to him, the first beracha you give him, which where is it? The first beracha, "Kishem shenichnas leberit, kach ikanes leTorah velemuzvot lechupa ulmaasim tovim." You see here everyone at Brit Milah, so they already want to marry him off. So the Hasid is just doing Brit Milah. Because so you want to kiss him already, you want to marry him. Leitan lechupa ulmaasim tovim. What chupa? What maasim tovim? It's just a baby. Ela, this is the best time to pray. Now is the best time to pray for that baby that he should succeed. They bring down a story that there was once a hakam who was invited by someone's house, and after he ate and everything's fine, after he has to say berakat mazon, Rahman barich baal bayit zeh u baal seudah u zot. He was blessing the baal bayit, and said, "Who banav veishto ubne banav unchadav veninav," was blessing him and his kids, grandchildren, great children. Then the guy, the baal bayit, he told him, "Hello. Do I look that old to you?" So great-grandchildren. I don't look that old. I only have kids. I don't have great-grandchildren, great-grandchildren. What are you blessing? This is the best time to bless. Now is the best time to bless that all the before the tzara comes. Now is the time to pray that everything should go smooth with the person. That's the tefillah. The best tefillah is tefillah shahrit. What Abraham was mitaken, when everything going smooth, this is the best time to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with this, we could go back to our parasha that we said that obviously if Abraham Abinu was metaken that every person should pray shahrit, which means every person should pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when everything going smooth before the tzara comes, this is the best time to pray. So for sure Abraham Abinu was praying for Yitzhak to have kids, not only when he heard that Yitzhak is Akar, that's when Abraham was praying for Yitzhak. No, even way before. That's the tefillah of Yitzhak. When Yitzhak saw that he was Akar, Ve'yatar Yitzhak l'Hashem l'nocha hashto ki Akarahi. Akhi, who, whatever it is. When he saw that there's problem, the problem started to come, then Yitzhak Abinu was metaken. That's he was metaken, tefillat mencha. When you see kinnatu tzul l'arei, when the sun's starting to set down, that the problem is not there yet. But eventually, you see on the horizon, you see a Chas V'Shalom problem. That's what Yitzhak was metaken. You have to pray. That's what Yitzhak actually he prayed. When he saw that his wife is, after they got married, the first year she didn't have kids, probably nothing wrong with her. Many couples, they get married. The first year they don't have kids, second year they don't have kids, and then they come. Does that mean that she was Akara? Not necessarily. But you see something, Chas V'Shalom, something fishy on the horizon, Yitzhak was metaken. You have to pray. That's Yitzhak's prayer. But Abraham's prayer, he said, before the Sarah comes, he used to pray. So if that's the case, for sure Abraham Abinu, he did not pray for his son Yitzhak to have kids when he saw Yitzhak, he was Akar, or his wife was Akara. For sure Abraham was praying that Yitzhak should have kids before even Yitzhak got married. And probably it could be also that when Abraham was praying for himself to have kids, he was also praying for his son Yitzhak to have kids also. That's the tefillat. Abraham was metaken. Abraham was metaken tefillat shahrit. Before the trouble comes, now is the best time to pray. So for sure, Abraham was praying for Yitzhak should have kids before the Tzara comes. And that's here what maybe we could squeeze this in the what Orach Chaim HaKadosh is telling us. He said, Abraham holid et Yitzhak. What does it mean, Abraham holid Yitzhak? Because that Abraham, he prayed for Yitzhak way before the Tzara came. It was much easier to be answered in that way. Like the Gemara said, Le'olam bakesh rahayim, before he gets sick, you have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should not get sick. Because if the person has Hashem, he did get sick, then he needs zichuyot. Before this, it's much easier. So because Abraham, Yitzhak, as I said, Yitzhak, he prayed when he saw Chas v'Shalom Tzara on the horizon, he prayed. But Abraham, he prayed way before. Way before he was praying for Yitzhak, Abraham caused Yitzhak to give birth. Why? Because of Abraham's prayer. Abraham prayed for Yitzhak Avinu. Now, if we are right what we're saying, now we see that Abraham was praying that Yitzhak should have kids. And obviously, Yitzhak himself, he was also praying he should have kids. And since that, both of them, they were tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Abraham was praying, his prayer is going to be answered much easier. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did answer Abraham. And because of Abraham, Yitzhak got one boy. But Yitzhak also was also praying. He was also praying. And because of Yitzhak's prayers, he had a second boy. Therefore, Yitzhak, he had twins boys. Why? One of them he came from his prayer. One of them came from his father's prayer. And who came from Abraham's prayer? Who came from Yitzhak's prayer? If we have permission to say, Rashi is telling us, the Gemara is saying, "Ena doma tefilat tzaddik ben tzaddik, tefilat tzaddik ben rasha." The prayer of Abraham was tzaddik ben rasha. Who was the father of Abraham? Terah, Obed Avodah Zarah. So Abraham was tzaddik ben rasha. So Abraham's prayer, it's not going to be accepted 100% like Abraham's prayer, like Yitzhak's prayer. Why? Because Yitzhak, he was tzaddik ben tzaddik. So because of Abraham's prayer, Yitzhak, he got Esav. Why? Because in Adomat, if that's tzaddik, ben rasha. Yitzhak's prayers, he was tzaddik ben tzaddik. Therefore, he got Yaakov. Because of Yitzhak's prayers, he got Yaakov. Because of Abraham's prayers, they got Esav. And if you're going to ask, because of Abraham's prayer, they got Esav. Why Esav? Abraham was praying for Esav, Chas v'Shalom. Ella, no. Ella, that's what the Gemara is saying. Tefillat Tzaddik bin Rasha is not the same ma'ala of Tefillat Tzaddik bin Tzaddik. Since that, with all the respect, Abraham Abinu, he was big Tzaddik, but his father was Rasha. Tefillat Tzaddik bin Rasha, he got Esav, Chas v'Shalom, out of it. But Yitzhak Abinu, since that he was Tzaddik bin Tzaddik, therefore they got Yaakov from his prayer. That's why they have twins. Over here, twins boys, Yitzhak, he got Yaakov, and because of Abraham's prayer, they got Esav. Now you want to argue and say, listen, we see that Rebekah was also praying. The Pasuk said, Ve'yetar Yitzhak l'shem l'nocha hashto. What does it mean, l'nocha hashto? Next to her, he was standing in one corner, she was standing in the other corner. So they were praying, both of them. Rebekah was also prayer. How come Rebekah wasn't answered? And the Pasuk said clearly, Be'atir lo Hashem, ve'lo la. Hashem answered him and not her. Why not? And Rashi is telling us, Lefi she'ena doma tefilat tzaddik masadik, tefilat tzaddik min rasha. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he saw, because of the prayer of Abraham, they got Esav. Why? Because Abraham was tzaddik min rasha. Because of Yitzhak's prayer, they got Yaakov, because Yitzhak was tzaddik min tzaddik. And Yitzhak said, listen, Rebekah was also praying. Hashem said, if I'm going to answer Rebekah also, then Chas v'Shalom, they're going to have two Rasha'im. Why? Because Rebekah was also Tzaddikah, but Rasha'. And you see, because of Tfilat Tzaddik bin Rasha', which is Abraham, who did they get? They got Esav. If Hashem's going to answer Rebekah's prayer, then she's going to have another boy, Rasha', just like Esav. Just like not less than Abraham's prayer. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no. I don't want to have two Resha'im and one Tzaddik. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Ve'atir lo Hashem, lo ve'lo lah. Hashem answered his prayer and not her prayer. Why? Because he was Tzaddik ben Tzaddik. And Tfilat Tzaddik ben Tzaddik, he got Yaakov. But if Hashem would have answered her prayer, then she would have got another Esav Chas v'Shalom, just like Abraham's prayer. The proof that Rashi is saying is Rashi is not referring to Tzaddik ben Tzaddik, Tfilat Tzaddik ben Rasha. Who's that Tzaddik ben Rasha? We understand, simple understanding, that's referring to Rebekah. So no, we're not talking about Rebekah, we're talking about Abraham. Hashem answered Yitzhak because Yitzhak was Tzaddik ben Tzaddik. And he answered Abraham, why you might ask, why did he answer Abraham? Because Abraham, he prayed before the Tzara came. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he did answer Abraham, but because of Abraham's prayer, Esav came. And Hashem said, if I'm going to listen to Rivka, if that's the case, then she's going to have another boy like Esav. Then you're going to have two Resha'im and one Tzaddik. I don't want to have this. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, V'yatir lo Hashem, lo below la. Hashem did not answer her prayer. And maybe because of this, maybe we could say, Rivka, after she got pregnant, and she saw that the boys are fighting in her stomach, she went to Beit HaMidrash, she said, what's going on here? She said that when she was going next to the Petah of Avodah Zarah, house of Avodah Zarah, the baby wants to come out. She didn't know in the beginning, she didn't know that she has twins. She thought that they have one boy, and that boy, he's running after Avodah Zarah, Chas V'Shalom. She said, why would she have a boy that's running after Avodah Zarah? Did she pray for such a boy? Chas V'Shalom. She didn't pray for such a boy. How come she got a boy that he was running to do Avodah Zarah? She said, you know what? Rivka Aminu, she felt so bad. She said, you know, maybe because I prayed to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and because of my prayer, therefore I have a boy that's running for Avodah Zarah. Why? Because she was tzaddiket but rasha'. Then she said, Tomer imkein sa'ara abur, I see that the baby is running to Avodah Zarah. If that's the case, lama zeh anochi? Why for 12 years, I was praying anochi. What does mean anochi? Why I was praying for Kadosh Baruch Hu to have kids? I should have let my husband pray, not me. Why? Because she was tzaddiket bat rasha'. Her husband was tzaddik ben tzaddik. That means Rivka Aminu, she didn't feel bad. Chas v'shalom, that it's not worth it to go through pregnancy, the pain of pregnancy to have kids. Every woman would love to do this. She wants to have kids. Everyone would love to have kids. That's all the person's life, to have kids. So if that's the case, Rivka was never regretting this, Chas v'shalom. She was regretting that she was praying. She said, I should have let my husband pray. Why? Because my husband was Tzaddik ben Tzaddik. And me, Rivka, I was Tzaddik, but Rasha. Said, I should have let my husband pray. Why? Because if my husband would have prayed, then Hashem would have given him Tzaddik. And that's also proof that Abraham already did Yitzhak. Why? Because if those that they're saying, that me Abimelech and Ta'abra Sarah Hasb Shalom, that means Yitzhak was also Tzaddik ben Rasha Hasb Shalom. Who? If you're going to say, Chas v'Shalom, that she got pregnant from Abimelech, then Yitzhak was the son of Abimelech, Chas v'Shalom, then would have been called Tzaddik ben Rasha'. Tzaddik ben Rasha'. He would also have a boy like Esav. How did they get Yaakov? This is the proof also that Abraham holded Yitzhak. Yitzhak, he was the son of Abraham. Yitzhak was Tzaddik ben Tzaddik, therefore they got Yaakov. And Sarah, Rivka Aminu, she was regretting this. Why did I have to pray? I should have let my husband pray. And you see, sure, later on also, when Rahel Aminu, she was Akara, she came to Yaakov, Chaura, the amazing statement she told him, but she told Yaakov, Habal li banim, ve'im ayin meta anochi. Give me kids. And if you're not going to pray for me, I'm considered like that. That's from here the Gemara learns, Mishayin lo banim hashub kamek. Habal li banim, ve'im ayin meta anochi. Chaura, what does Rahel want from Yaakov? You want to have kids? Pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here, go pray. Yaakov, he said, he has kids from Leah. You want kids? Go pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is she telling him? No, you have to pray for me. Why he has to pray for her? You pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ela Rahel said, listen, if I'm going to pray, she was the daughter of Laban. Laban is Rasha. That Filat Tzaddiket but Rasha. Then he's going to have kids, Hasu Shalom, like Esav. She doesn't want this. You have to pray for me. You, Yaakov, my husband. You, Tzaddik, Ben Tzaddik, Ben Tzaddik. Your prayer is going to be, accepted 100%. No wonder why his prayer, when he prayed for her, they got all the Shvatim, Yosef, he came from her. Why? Because he was praying for her. That's what Rivka Aminu was regretting. He said, "Vatomer imkein, lama zeh anochi?" If that's what I see, that the baby is running after Avodah Zarah, she didn't know that she has twins. She thought that she has one boy, is running for Avodah Zarah. She said, why I was praying all these 12 years that I was Akara, I was praying to Kadosh Baruch Hu. My tefillah was tefillah Tzaddik bin Rasha. I should have let my husband pray. That's what she was regretting. Until she went to Beit HaMidrash, she told her, don't worry. Shnei goyim bebetnech. You have two kids. One of them is Tzaddik. And Hashem did not answer your prayer. ויעתר לו השם, לא ולא לא. השם did not answer your prayer, don't worry. השם did not answer your prayer, you're not going to have kids because of your prayer. אלא because of your husband's prayer, Yitzhak, that's what they got Yaakov. And the second boy, why is he Esav? That came because of Abraham's prayer, because Abraham was Tzaddik ben Rasha. And as I said, if you want to ask, how come Abraham's prayer was accepted because he was Tzaddik, Tzaddik ben Rasha, and his prayer was accepted. And Ribka, because she was Tzaddik ben Rasha, his prayer was not accepted. Why? What's the difference between Ribka and Abraham? I told you this in the beginning, that Abraham, he prayed before the Sarah came. Before the Sarah came, then it's much easier. That's what Hakim, he told us. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu did answer his prayer, even though because of Abraham's prayer, they got Esav, but still, since that he was praying before the Sarah came, Hashem would answer him. That's what the power of the Tefillah, Hakim, he told us. That's the power of the Tefillah. When a person prays to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem always answers you. Hashem is there, Karov Hashem lichol koreav lichol Hashem krauhu beemet. If you're really crying to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem answers you. And maybe we could also squeeze in this pirush also, maybe that's what the pasuk meant. Ve'yatar Yitzhak l'Hashem l'nocha hashto. What does it mean l'nocha hashto? That means, if we're right in what we're saying, that Yitzhak Abinu, he knew that if Ribka's prayer is going to be answered, then she's going to have another rasha. And he does not want this. He said, it's enough that his father Abraham is praying for him, and his father Abraham, he's Tzaddik bin Rasha. Because of his father's prayer, they got Esav. We don't want to have another Esav also. Therefore, Yitzhak, maybe he was praying Lenocha Hashto. What does it mean Lenocha Hashto? He was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to answer his wife. You see that Yitzhak was praying, Hashem, please do not answer my wife's prayer. Why? Because he knew that Ribka Tzadik Rabat Rasha said, enough that we got Esav, we don't want another one. That's maybe what the Pasuk meant, Lenocha Hashto, against his wife. She was praying to have kids. And Yitzhak was praying, Rabbi Shalom, don't answer her. Altefen leman hatam. Don't listen to her. Why? Because of her prayer, they're going to have Rasha. I don't want this. But already we got this from Abraham Abinu. Abraham Abinu, he prayed, but because he prayed before the Sarah came, Kadosh Baruch Hu answered him. So you see, from all these things, you see that the power of the Tefillah, the person, when he prayed to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is there to answer you. There's no, wherever you pray, Kadosh Baruch Hu answers you. Even if Hasb Shalom, someone is praying for something bad for him, he's always praying that he wants something, and he thinks he's going to get something good out of it, but really, Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that it's not good for you. You're praying for something, and Hashem knows it's not good for you. Nevertheless, if the person, he continues to pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kovel Hashem, Hazak, V'yamas Lebecha, V'kovel Hashem, to continue to pray second time, third time, fourth time, 100 times you pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu, even though Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that whatever you're praying for is not good for you, but if you continue and insist on praying, you want this, you want whatever you're asking for, Hashem would give it to you. And after He's going to give it to you, you're going to see it's not good for you, then you have to pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu, take it back, take it away. That's basically what the Hatam Sofer explains. He says, we see in Asher Shvei Beitecha, what is it? Asher Shvei Beitecha, what do we say? We say in Asher Shvei Beitecha, Ritzon Yireav Ya'aseh, Ve'et Shev'atam Ishma'a Ve'yoshi'im. What does it mean, Ritzon Yireav Ya'aseh? Whatever people who fear from Him, the Yireh Hashem, whatever they want, Ritzon Yireav Ya'aseh, Ve'et Shev'atam Ishma'a Ve'yoshi'im. Hatam Sofer asks, he said, Lechaora, the order was supposed to be the opposite. Shev'at Yireav Yishma'a, and then Ritzon Yireav Ya'aseh. Why first, what does it mean Shabbat? What does it mean Shabbat? They're crying to Him and He answers them. That was supposed to be before, in the beginning. They cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then Rasul Yerav Yaseh, then Hashem answers them. That was the proper way of writing the Pasuk. But the Pasuk, David HaMelech, wrote it the opposite. Explains the Hatam Sofer, he said that from here you see the power of the Tefillah. Sometimes the person who prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want this. I want this, Rabbanu Shel Olam. Hashem tells you, listen, I know if I'm going to give you this, it's not good for you. But you insist on praying. Please, Rabbanu Shel Olam, I want it, I want it, I want it. You pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem said, okay, that's what I want. I'll give it to you. After He gives it to you, now you realize that you were wrong in what you're asking. And said, now you have to cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbanu Shel Olam, please take it away. But you were praying for it. Before you were praying for it. Yeah, but I didn't know. Please take it back, take it back. Then you cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After Ritzon Yireav Ya'aseh, you're gonna realize that what you were praying for, it's not good for you. You're gonna cry to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but Shavatam Yishma, after he gives you Rison Yirav, Shavatam Yishma, Yoshem is gonna save you. You see from here the power of the Tefillah. That's what Hakim tell us. The person always should pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the best Tefillah we said, not Tefillah Arbit, not Tefillah Minha, Tefillah Shahrit. Go Tefillah Shahrit when everything going smooth, everything going fine with you, that's the best time to pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem should continue giving us Berachah, should continue giving us shower the Brachot on us, Be'ez Hashem, that our prayer to Kadosh Baruch Hu should continue giving us all the blessing, and Be'ez Hashem. לאול הברכות הכתובות בתורה, ביאת משיח עסקנו, אמרה וימינו, אמן ואמן. רבי חננה מנך שאומר, עשה הקדוש ברוך הוא זה כל ישראל, לפיכך, הרבה להם תנו זאת.